Here's Lee from the newsroom coming up shortly. We'll give his official intro in just a tick. But he spotted my razor cut near my throat this morning. Oh, it was. You're too young to remember Norman Gunston, but he used to put like tissue paper or toilet paper on. He'd have massive cuts all over his face, and he'd go and do these celebrity interviews, and they'd be looking at him like, what is this bloke
doing?
I've
seen Homer Simpson do it, but that's about it.
And if you get a bad one, as you get older, if you're on the blood thinners, when something like that happens, it looks like someone's cut your head off. Like, there's a massive pool of blood in the shower. It's like, where's that coming from?
Jeez.
Yeah, you've got all this to look forward to. You, Lee Jollo, have all this to look forward to when you get old.
I just use an electric one, mate.
Eh?
I just use an electric one.
I can't use them, mate. I can't cop them. I just think they're hopeless.
Plus, I've got a beard. So.
I think they are the biggest con in the modern world of shaving.
Oh, get with the times, mate.
But every 5 years, someone will come and just go, oh, no, it's different now, mate. They're a lot better. No, they're not. They're hopeless. They last about an hour, and then you look like you've haven't had a shave for 3 days. So.
Yeah, true.
Personal opinion only.
Mm.
So which one have you got? Have you got one with the three duvets on it that go round and round and round?
Yeah, I did have that for a little while. I've got one of them, but obviously I just use like a clippers now because obviously I've got a beard. So
That's right.
That's all I need.
Darren Hinch, very emotional about the controversial speech of the new senator yesterday. But I remember when he was having blues with John Laws on air, like they went at each other for a long time, Lawsy and Hinch. And Darren Hinch has obviously got the beard. Mm. And Lawsy would say at the end of it, he'd have a good rant, and then at the end of it he'd go, and anyway, it's a timid dog that barks behind a hedge. It was one of his best, one of his best. All righty, Lee, we better get your official intro. You can't be carrying on like this. You're a proper news journalist, for goodness sake.
Extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yes, so we'll start with the Sydney Morning Herald, where the headline there, United Against Racism, is the headline. Australia's political leaders have united to condemn a dangerous speech by Senator Fraser Anning that shocked Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and is warned only is helping the terrorists. As well as that, Medicare gap hits hard in Sydney. Patients in northern Sydney are charged the biggest out-of-pocket fees in the country for Medicare services, including GP and specialist consultations, diagnostic imaging and obstetrics.
Obstetrics.
Sorry.
That's right.
National data reveals. And Love Thy Brother, conflict of interest at Catholic Fund. A senior staff member at Catholic Superannuation Fund failed to declare that businesses associated with his brother and wife had won lucrative $1 million+ marketing contracts in a major breach of conflict of interest rules, the Royal Commission has heard. And in the Daily Telegraph, the headline there, Rats Hell in a Cell. Get this, a major gangland murder hearing has been delayed because the key informant was bashed, bruised and battered after a jailhouse bungle meant he was placed in the same cell as the accused killer he was due to give evidence against.
Oh.
Amazing. And party's pregnant pause over Polly, a female politician, has revealed that she was warned by some Liberal Party members not to start a family before the state election. She's now trying to, of course, raise awareness and support childbearing during work, of course.
That's for sure. And Jacinta Ardern, of course, the New Zealand Prime Minister, has really championed that cause,
She's doing a great job.
Yeah. Now, locally with you, Lee, we've got a warning out about more scams.
Yes, indeed. So the latest news from the Mid-North Coast Police at the moment is that they are calling on local businesses, especially service stations, to ensure they have CCTV cameras located at cash register height. That way, police are most likely to be able to identify the perpetrators of credit card crime. Police have indeed seen an increase in stolen cards being used fraudulently at late-night retail businesses across the Mid-North Coast.
All right, Lee, thank you very much with that. Now, after 7, I am talking about great beards of our time. I'm going with the blokes from ZZ Top. They are sensational beards.
Yes.
They are great beards. Well, who's your favourite beard or most influential beard? I don't know.
Gorn from Melbourne.
Max Gorn.
Brilliant.
Yeah, look.
Brilliant.
If he's not in the next remake of Ned Kelly, I'm not here. He'd have to be, wouldn't he, Maxie?
Yeah.
Unbelievable, the Melbourne Demons. Good on you. All right, your favourite beards of the modern time. We'll be talking about that after 7. Plus, I'll give you an update on why Russell Crowe has that beard. Our most famous resident from Nana Glen is working on a new film in Victoria. We'll talk about that also next hour.